Okay, we're back, and it's time for us for our regular interview this week with one of our listeners. This week, we've interviewed Miss Zahra Ayat from Isfahan in central Iran. So let's listen in to our long-time listener, Miss Zahra Ayat in Isfahan.
Miss Zahra Ayat from Isfahan in Iran, thanks very much indeed for taking part in this interview.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Zahra Ayat, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the All-Merciful. My name is Zahra Ayat. I am blind. I studied Quran and Hadith in the university. I learned English via your radio without academic classes, computer, internet, and dictionary. And now I use computer and internet with NVDA, a screen reader. Recently, I joined in some international websites and tried to introduce Islam to others and answer the question of people about Islam.
Very good. And Zahra Ayat, we've got a range of programs we broadcast. You've been a listener of Arab English Radio for many, many years now. We've got religious, Quranic, cultural, political programs, news, etc. Which one of our programs do you like best?
I love your Islamic programs, Path Towards Enlightenment, Let's Know Islam, Prayer, Constructive Factor of Life, Human Rights from the Viewpoint of Islam, Showers of Mercy, Islam, the Code of Mercy and Kindness, etc.
What is your message for our listeners around the world?
God says in the Holy Quran, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أجيب دعوة الداع إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. And when my servants ask you concerning me, then surely I am very near. I answer the prayer of the suppliant when he calls on me. They should answer my call and believe in me that they may walk in the right way. And also, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Say, in the grace of Allah and in His mercy, in that they should rejoice. It is better than that which they gather. I recommend you to go and learn Islam from its original resources, which are Holy Prophet, the Holy Quran, and progeny and family of the Prophet, peace be upon them. Al-Islam is the best resource for you to study about Islam. al-islam.org, you can find and search many great books about Islam in this website. You can search your desired words and find everything you want to know. For example, three books I recommend you to download and study. First of all, it is Ahlul Bayt, the Celestial Being on the Earth, by Allama Hussein Ansarian, which indicates that our Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt are the source of mercy, compassionate, generosity, and munificent for all mankind. Prophet of Islam prayed for his enemy even and says, Oh my Lord, guide my people and forgive them because they don't know the truth. The second book is Commentary of Kumail's Supplication. Kumail's Supplication is one of the most beautiful prayers in Islam. You can download and study also by Allama Hussein Ansarian too. And the third book is Understanding God's Mercy by Dr. Muhammad Ali Shomali, which shows God's mercy and compassionate and his attributes towards his servants.
Right, Zahra Ayat, thanks very much indeed for taking part in this interview.
You're welcome.